Blog Talk Radio.
Again, it seems like it has been forever. It's been a whole week, and I have so missed you guys. And here we are, and you know, I've been on a Facebook quiet time, so I apologize if you guys were, we've been blowing it up all week because I knew we weren't going to be on today until tonight. My baby came home yesterday. I know you guys are tired of hearing us talk about how much we miss each other and all of that. So, you know, we are finally back together. So you don't have to worry about us talking about how much we miss each other. Just now it would just be how much we love each other.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, see, I can't stop with the poetry. It got me in a mode now. Man, I'm laying up in bed, like, quoting little phrases now. That's how bad it is, you know? But, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he getting all poetic. We, you know, laying up, you know, into each other's arms and stuff, just watching TV and chilling, catching up with the kids is, And you know, we're just laying up, and he's all, "I love you so much, and your eyes are like the shining, dazzling stars
in
the sky."
Okay, this is a one man party. That's what that is. Okay, I got you. She wasn't quoting poetry, but yeah, she all up in my arms, talking about how much she feels good up in my arms like that. Okay. It's just me.
You're the one who said that you could, you know, you've been quoting poetry lately. So I was just letting you know that you've been quoting poetry lately.
I have been quoting poetry. Yes, I have. It's been all online and everything else. Poetry is what I do, you know.
It is. And I am not going to lie. I am so glad to have my baby back home in my arms. It felt so good to lay. And, you know, I know you women understand. If you have a boo like my boo, you know, he gone 3.5 weeks. When he get home, you can't wait to lay up in his arms. So, yes, I could not wait to lay up in my baby's arms. Dare I say more, seeing our topic tonight, but I won't.
You're a mess.
Yes, I am. But, you know, I mean, it's been, today was our usual, you know, Virginia weather. We always tell you guys how the weather is here, and it was a scorcher today. I went out and did a couple of things with my cousin and saw some beautiful, beautiful views. I didn't get a chance to post them because I wasn't online, but I will post them probably this weekend. I don't know. I hope that you guys can hear me. Coach Treasure is saying that she can't hear. If anyone else, can you guys hear me? I hope we're not talking to ourselves. I know Blog Talk has changed a few things. If you can hear me, type in the room so that I know that you can hear me in the chat room so that we're not just talking to ourselves and having... Okay, there we go. Trej, sis, check your mute button or otherwise log out and log back in, and sometimes it messes up, and hopefully you'll be able to hear when you come back on because we don't want you to miss.
Yeah, but unless he's listening through the computer...
Well, yeah, that's why I said log out and then log back on.
Unless she's listening to the computer, it's not
the
computer.
Oh, yeah, she can't hear me. Telling her to log out and log back on, yeah. Okay.
Woo. Okay.
See, this is what happens when your boo comes back home, your mind gets all, I can't even say blonde moment. This is just.
Definitely can't say blonde.
This is just.
Definitely can't
say
blonde.
What is it? Euphoric moment. That's what it is. It's
euphoric
moment. It's just euphoric.
She's just ringing it off. Okay. I don't know how y'all have been doing out there. It's been a rough one. You know, I've been gone for a month. I'm back, and you know, I left Mass because I didn't like the cold. I left right before it got heated, before it got super cold, and I hit Springfield, Mass, and it was freezing for me. Normally it would have been good, but for some of you it was freezing. They did not have the weather there that we have here. They never do, but it was crazy. And it's funny because I came back here. Now I'm like, oh, my goodness, where's the air? You know, I was aching to come back because, you know, y'all don't know what it is to be hot. Y'all need to go down south. Then you know what hot is. But I don't know, man. Is there like some place of in between? I'm just saying. Is there like some place? I keep telling people. It's funny, but I keep telling people. It's like, you know, the difference is riding your bike. If you ride your bike in Springfield, Mass, on a hot day, you can get that air breezing, you know, in your face and whatnot. You get that. But you ride a bike in Virginia. That air's not there when you ride that bike. You don't get that air in the face. It's just hot. And it was hot. It's hot here today. And I'm not complaining because I like the hot. I'm allergic to the cold, so it's all good. I just got to find my way to stay cool. But, yeah, we're loving y'all for tuning in. Those of you that are in the chat, those of you that are, you know, on the phone line, those of you who just follow us faithfully, we want to thank you. And for those that are new, we thank you. Welcome, welcome. We like to have fun on the show. We like to make you feel like we're the people next door. You know, we just come to you with what's real. Our emotion and our conversation is real. The guests we have are real. You know, we just bring the real. We bring the real. And we like to be comfortable when we do our thing. So
we don't do no pretend guests up in here.
We don't do pretend guests.
We don't do pretend guests.
We don't
invite our cousins over and them pretend to be guests and stuff like that. We don't do that.
Yo, Ray, can you come over and pretend to be Johnny Blake? No, we don't do all that stuff. We can't do that. We bring you what's real, and, you know, we've branched out. We have people calling in from overseas now, you know, and it's a beautiful thing. So, we just want to thank you all. We want to thank you all. Tonight is going to be an interesting night. I'm trying to get used to these late-night shows. I'm used to 6 o'clock, and here it's 9 o'clock now, so I'm kind of trying to act because my boo decided she wanted to, you know, venture into the 9 o'clock shows. And it is good for most of you, so, you know, I go where the people go. You know, whatever you ask for, I'm here to oblige. You know, we're here to oblige. I'm just getting used to it, 9 o'clock. Getting used to it.
Well, it's
some
lucky.
Of these shows have to be at that hour.
Yeah.
Some of them have to be. Not all of them, Kai.
On Thursdays, I think that we're going to do our interviews. We'll keep our interviews at 7, and maybe we'll have our discussions at 9, because more people are available to discuss things. And our discussions lately have been getting kind of heated and in-depth. And, you know, we're getting submissions for, you know, bigger and better and more, you know, topics that we really, really want you guys to call in and talk about. So, yeah, I think, and it's a good thing that it's summertime, and, you know, normally he'd be like, oh, heck no, you know, our shows are on, this is our time, you know, normally we shut it down at 8 o'clock, and that's our time, but,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, you
stuff
work
is
all
like,
day, and then you want that private time, and it's like, oh, gotta do a show, gotta share with the people. So, it is what it is, you know, it's for the better. We do what we gotta do.
Tonight,
loving y'all so much.
Tonight we're going to talk with Naughty Ink Press and their cast of authors that have participated in an anthology that they're doing. And we're going to talk about Naughty Ink as well, just as an entity in among themselves and what they're doing and what their, you know, future holds, you know, what are they all about and, you know, all of that good stuff. We've interviewed DV before, who is part of Naughty Ink. He's under Naughty Ink Publications. So
that's the boy right there.
Yes.
Sorry. That's the man right there.
Yeah, he's my boy. He's grown. He's over 18.
I don't need you to remind me of that. Wow. I just corrected myself. See, that's how people do you. You go and you fix something and they still want to hammer you into the ground. It's all good,
though. I love
you, though. It's all good. It's all good. But we do love y'all. And tune in again. We missed the day because of the holiday, but we're back. And tune in again on Monday because we're back on schedule. Is it going to be 9 or 6?
I just said 6 on Monday, baby.
6 on Monday. Okay. So I'm just saying, I'm trying to get some clarification. You know what I'm saying? My brother just trying to get some clarification.
Yes, Monday is David Stevens on his second book in the trio that we had on his Building Healthy Relationships, Ending with Healthy, Long-Lasting Marriages.
Y'all got to tune in for that one.
Oh, you know, after y'all get all worked up here, you know, then come back on Monday and find out how to make your relationship work.
They're going to get worked up here? Really?
They're going to get worked up.
Okay. Now, see, she's claiming the workup thing, y'all. So if I get worked up and the phone line go dead, then why? She booked these shows and then don't expect me. I got to sit here while y'all can be all, you know, excited about stuff. I got to sit here and keep myself composed. So
you have to be professional.
And I've been gone for a month and she want to hold this show the day after I get back. That's not even keeping it real. But that's okay. That's okay.
It's all right, baby. It's okay. I love you. We are going to see if Melody is on. I am looking for her area code right now so I can see. And Melody, hon, I don't see. Did you call from a different number? Oh, no, there you are. There you are, girl. There you are.
My interview was the same.
Melody. Hello? Oh, wait, maybe that's not her. Melody, hon, are you on?
I am. I'm here. Hey, folks. My cell phone just rang.
Oh. I was like, I don't see her.
Yes, I'm here. 281.
I found you.
Great to be on.
How are you doing?
Great to be on. Great, great, great. Doing well. I'm just, it's nice that we got an opportunity to get everybody on at the same time.
I know.
Do me a favor, Melody. I need you to, like, just speak up just a little bit louder because I need everybody to hear what you're saying tonight, girl.
Okay, can y'all hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Great.
Talk at level 10. Don't mean everybody else got to talk at level 10.
I'm just see. Is this gonna be a guy girl thing tonight? Is that what this is? Are you really gonna go there, Kai?
TV's not on the line to have your back, so stop it.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Wow. Okay. I gotcha. How you doing though, Melody? How you doing?
I'm great. Just writing and editing and lots of multitasking, trying to get promotion going for our book and getting everybody excited. So I think this is a really good first step.
Yep. How's that multitasking going for you, girl?
Oh my goodness! I actually like it a lot. I'm just kind of crazy like that, but it's going.
No, I'm finding out that there are a lot of. I mean, I am finding out it's not as strange as one would think. But I used to complain because Kai multitasked like nobody I ever knew. I mean,
mm-hmm.
She'd want to start up 10 projects in one day, you know, and then try to dip into all of them at once.
Uh-huh.
And I used to complain, but I'm finding out that there are a lot of women, and I am going to say women. I mean, men grind, but I'm running into a lot of women that just are multitasking like crazy. And it seems to be that it's the men that are saying, you know, yo, babe, you need to slow down a little bit. But
yes,
I mean,
yes,
this is a common thing now.
I think so, and I think that people are kind of realizing that you don't have to be beholden to just one thing. You can do pretty much whatever you want to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people are just starting to do that, starting to kind of just, you know, kind of find their niche and follow their, you know, interest and do this side here and side there. And I will agree because DV Hint does tell me to slow down sometimes because I do shoot a lot of stuff his way. And he does tell me that, just like you said, it can be a little overwhelming for you guys. I don't know why you men are just so overwhelmed so easily.
Yeah. We're just used to multitasking, you know. It's in us, you know. If you're a mom, you're cooking dinner, you're keeping the kids done, you're doing somebody's hair, you know, it's just in us. That's just what we do. You know, I don't think for the most part we're not satisfied just doing one thing. So, you know, we have got to continue to grind. But tell us, you know, where did Naughty Ink come from? I mean, how long have you been around? Where did the idea of Naughty Ink come from?
Is DV on yet?
Let me see. He is probably this block number because he's always the block number.
Yeah,
I don't know
why.
We
gotta talk about
Huh? Is he on?
DV, are you on?
Yes. Yes,
see, he's the block number.
Yeah,
told you.
Boy right there.
Told you.
He's the block number.
Yeah,
he's
I'm
lying
hearing
now.
All this stuff. But, you know, DV's not on to help Tony.
Thank you, DV. See,
I heard
see?
That.
I can mute you.
I was listening.
Oh, see, she want to threaten with the mute button. see, give them a little bit of power, and this is what they do. This is what they do. Just a little bit of power. Okay, I got you.
Well,
I wanted to
bring DV on because it's his books, his first one that kind of spawned, you know, the company. He asked me to help, you know, help kind of put the project together. It was something he'd been working on for some years and really great at it. I'm sure if you guys have read, you know, any of his books and I think it just kind of spawned from there, from, you know, our passion, both of us, for, you know, kind of a adult romance, Big Splash, erotica, and things that kind of have erotica infused, you know, within them. And we kind of wanted to kind of help restore a little bit of the, I don't know what you want to call it. You know, a lot of eroticas, you know, people are like, they run from it and it's nasty and you're going to go to hell if you read. And, you know, without the expectation of a good story. So I think, you know, part of our passion to start Naughty Ink Press was to restore some sort of respect, literary respect for erotica and adult romance, you know. And so with his two books that are out, If You Don't Tell and Valentine, I think, you know, we are definitely on our way to doing that. You know, he's the master of the company, CEO. If you look at his Facebook page, master is one of his jobs. So, you know, the things that we do are go through him. But we are having fun with it, for sure. And this anthology will be our first collective project, and it's been really cool. It's been really cool so far. So, you know, I don't know if he has anything to add.
Well, you know, like, I believe in the jack of trades, but I've always been, you know, the master of one, you know. And so that's where, you know, Melly and I usually clash. You know, she's always like, I need to do this. And I'm like, oh, dear God, you know, just slow it down. You know, so, I mean, my thing is, she wanted to, from, you know, after the first book, she was like, I want to do an anthology. I'm like, whoa, you know, we don't even know people like, you know, and people don't know us like that. You know, first let's establish a presence before we go ahead and just invite people to this no-name company that no one's ever heard of. So now that we've released two books, you know, and they're, you know, and, you know, both of us are kind of perfectionists at heart. She is the person that constantly battles me and fights me. And she's like, I want better, so then I'll one-up her. I'm like, yeah, you know, I dare you to edit this, you know. So it's just, you know, that's how we play off of each other, you know. She makes me better, but, you know, I keep her focused, you know what I'm saying? Because if I'm going to be honest with y'all, if I didn't tell Melody that, you know, you need to focus on 5 things instead of 20, she would do all 20 things at the same time. Me personally, I'm one of those people that if I'm doing 5 things at the same time, they all gonna get half done.
Here it
you
is.
Know, if I'm not focused on one thing, the other things are gonna be half done.
Here it is. Then you gotta listen to, oh shoot, I forgot. Whenever something gets left behind, see,
yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. See, this is where I had to go with Kai. I had to go there. I had to go. You know, I had to go
right.
there.
It's not about me tonight, though. It's not about me. On your website, NIPressBooks.com, it
yes.
says, Naughty Ink's goal is to bring you the more sensual side
mm-hmm.
by allowing you to access the bolder, more eccentric facts of life. There's so much, you know, I loved your website, not just because I'm part of the anthology, but because I love it. I totally love the website. Every time you post something, I love it. The trailer is off the chain.
Thanks.
You know, it totally does
fun.
Exactly what it's supposed to do. It piques your interest. It begins, you know, it stirs you. Just the you find the most seductive pictures. I mean, and they're so, I don't want to say simple, but you know what I mean? They're so, they're
yeah.
just enough. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're just enough.
Yeah, you know, you battle with that because, you know, in the internet age, you know, and you want
yes.
maximum exposure, you want to go where you want to go, but you kind of have to make sure it still remains, to a certain extent, PC, because, you know, you don't want to scare people
mm-hmm.
out of reading something that is really, I mean, so far the collection of stories are great. I'm so impressed with where, you know, the authors have gone in their submissions and how they've, you know, chosen to interpret the characters and build up to this erotic first experience. So I did not want to, you know, splatter butt nakedness, know, all over all over the trailer, because I still kind of wanted to leave something to the imagination and get you really excited about, you know, finding out what's exactly in store. Now, I may do an X-rated version.
Don't believe her. She already did an X-rated version, because when I was proofing, I was like, nope, you can't use this as nipple. Nope, you can't use this because I see crotch. You know, so I was Xing out certain things that, you know, we couldn't use. So what did she do? To get that, I'm going to manipulate the picture. So she manipulates the picture so that you can't see it, and she still used the picture anyway. So these are the kind of battles that we have. You know, I'm like, you can't use that. And she's like, I'm going to use it anyway. I'm going to just do something with it.
Okay, well, there you go.
Just hello me.
Now, okay, so you won the battle of the anthology. So how did you go about finding your authors?
Well, I'm going to tell you. Has Karen called in yet? Is she on the line?
Because I don't know what number she's calling from, so she might be on the line. What I'll do is I will unmute all the lines. Everyone, I hope that I'll unmute all the lines, and then you can call people out as you see fit, because I just have yours, Serene, Keith, and Julia's.
The area code, yeah.
Area
I know
code,
I have
yeah,
people
so
that
I
are
know
calling
they
in.
Are.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm gonna say that Karen, we started kind of doing more networking in some groups, some literary groups, and I started, you know, to kind of gain some traction and with posting and giving literary advice and editing and just doing things, you know, just, you know, good PC, I guess. And I ran into Karen in a group, and we pretty much hit it off from there. And she, you know, I sent her the anthology submission. She was actually excited about it. Now, Karen is, of course, published, and she is very well known by herself. So it was actually an honor to just even have her excited about, you know, a nobody project that we had. And she said, oh, I would love to do it. And then she got excited about it, and then she got other people excited about it, and I got more excited, so I started to push, and then we came up with, you know, the people that we have here tonight. And, you know, I'm just totally impressed with, you know, the submissions that we've gotten and, you know, what people have chosen to talk about. So it just kind of started. I actually had it on the back burner for a while and, you know, took DV's advice and was just kind of laying low to see, you know, kind of who we become friends with on Facebook, who we were networking with, who was interested in writing erotica or erotic themes, and, you know, the quality of their work, because all that stuff's important, obviously. And Julia Press Simmons is also published and very well known on her own. So I was very honored that people kind of came to me. LM, oh, there's a lot of people. LM, I think everybody who's has submitted is already published, either self-published or published through a big house.
Except for me.
Except for you, but I said self-published.
Self-published.
So there's a couple people, because Rocky is trying, you know, she's publishing her stuff on her own.
Well, she's trying,
you know,
yeah.
Not out there yet.
Yeah.
Still working
so
on.
We've got a lot of passion behind it, and a lot of people who, Carla Morales actually is, she writes plays. And she was interested, and her story is really, really, really good. So, I mean, I was very impressed when Karen started talking up the idea of the anthology, that so many qualified, talented authors got back to me, you know. And, of course, all of them are extremely nervous about, you know, everybody's like, oh, I'm so nervous, but I'm telling you, it's going to be I love it. It's a very eclectic collection. And, you know, it's very exciting. It's really exciting to see how people will receive it. But Karen and I have to credit really a lot with it kind of taking ground and taking hold, because she talked it up a lot. And, of course, she's got tons of clout. She's extremely helpful. If anybody's ever, you know, really interacted with her, she's got her own Facebook group as well. So, it was just one of those happenstance things, and, you know, she really kind of helped set some fire underneath, and I was like, cool. So I took the reins, and I just kept going. And so that's pretty much how it ended up. So
now I'm going to go to Julia. Julia, are you on?
Yes, I am.
How do you feel? I know that you already have books out, but, you know, when you saw the invite to do this, what made you jump for it?
Well, first of all, Karen is my mentor, and anything she's down with, I automatically have interest for because she's just that type of person. She never really scares you wrong. So when I saw even with the selection of people that's in our writing group, I don't really participate in a lot of writing groups or reading groups on Facebook, but this one, hers is really good, so, and it has a lot of good people in it. So when I saw it, I was like, okay, I'll look into it. And when I looked into it, the location of the anthology was like, I don't think I have any readers in Texas or down south or any of that area, so I don't want to expand my readership. I'm down. And then I got to know Melody, and I respected her grind. He's kind of, you know, MIA online, so I'm not even going to mention him too much. So Melody is all over the place. And I respected her, and I wanted to be a part of it. It seemed special. I wanted to be a part of something special.
That's awesome. Melody is good people, and Karen is too. Karen, her group is really, really, really awesome. One of the few writing groups that I haven't seen any, you know, drama or anything like that happening on. I haven't been on it to the group in a while, but you know, the last time I was there, she's one of the few groups that you don't see, you know, any drama going on in, and if there is, she usually nicks it, you know, right away. And Melody is good people.
She's definitely about her business.
Yes, definitely, definitely. And she's not one of those people that, you know, hoards information. You know, she's definitely a helper. She's definitely, you know, and she pushes that, you know, research and helping and, you know, being free and, you know, and helping people to do things properly and get to the next level. And Melody is good people too, you know. So what is your story about?
My story is about, when I looked up on the little topics that she gave, she had bondage on there. And I'm like, I could do that. I could do bondage. I could. I've tied people up in the past, so I have some experience to write the book.
Here's me.
But instantly, the story formed in my mind about a very demure person and a school teacher, and you know, because I always think the most quietest, most people have to be the most biggest freak. And her having a lot of pent up desire and actually considering to hire a male prostitute. And if she was going to hire a male prostitute, kind of how I feel about weaves, if I'm going to get hair, I'm going to get hair. It's going to be swinging down to my back. So if she's going to hire a male prostitute, she's going to have him do whatever it is she wants him to do. And that's where the story came about, all tied up. It was about just going out there, pushing yourself, and getting what you want in the bedroom instead of, because women, I find, we have even in this day and age when I talk to my girlfriends, they have a very passive view of sex. And they're not really, are you getting what you want? If you want to do it outside, tell them, come on, we're going to Walmart. Get what you want. So I wanted to express that, like a female just putting it out there and sitting there and saying, well, this is what I want done. Are you willing to ride this bike? And he rolls after the occasion. And actually, it was a push. I was so scared. Melody was right. Like, I was like, oh, my God, I'm writing porn. And I was like, no, it's okay. You got a storyline. I was like, oh, I'm not used to writing because I'm a dramatic writer. I have my roots in playwriting. So this, even though I have sex scenes in my books, I do not write erotica. This was my first attempt at writing erotica, and I needed a lot of support. So Melody was like, it's crap. You can't write it. And I'm like, no, it's crap.
But she was like, ooh, you nasty. She was like, thank you.
Wow. So, I'm curious myself. People get confused from time to time. Now, see, when we had DV on, okay, right before we had him on, the word erotica, when it hit me funny. I'm like, okay, we're doing. I guess what came to my mind is, okay, we're doing porn on the show now. And I'm like, oh my goodness. But I got into DV's book. And when I read that book, I'm like, oh my goodness, this is great. This is done in such great taste. It was so unfamiliar to me because I'm not used to that. I was more or less used to opening up like a Playboy or Penthouse and just, you know, reading those, you know. But I was like, this had substance to it. It was good to read. You know, you read it and didn't want to put it down. You know, it hit every nerve that it was supposed to hit. You know, so I guess my thing is, do we look at it as a misconception that all erotica is total porn? Is this something that's a misconception? I would assume, because from reading DVDs, I'm not that. This is not your average porn. This is actually okay. Opened my eyes to what erotica was.
This is special porn.
While we're talking about porn, erotica. I think it's so hard for our community to get behind things because we have such a prestige in the African American community because of what we come from. So we don't want to be frowned upon with anything. So anything that is a little outside the normal, a little outside the box, we kind of shun. Even though you do this in your bedroom, you do this in your relationship, you are a sexual being. You know what I'm saying? We really want to be, we're really careful how we're looked at. And I think that's the stipulation that hangs with erotica. But it's not porn. It's a totally different thing. You know, other genres call it romance, but if you read those romance novels, some of that is straight racing, no kind of plot, no chaser, you know what I'm saying? But they are allowed to do it. We seem like, oh no, we're not allowed to do that. I just think that, you know, we need to get over ourselves a little bit. You know, we are whole humans. We are sexual beings. We can talk about it because this is what we did.
Amen.
And, I applaud Naughty Blue Press for embracing it and putting it out there.
When it comes to sex, black people are wholly conservative. You know, it's like I was watching Dave Chappelle skit, and he had it right. He hit the nail right on the head. He was like, when you talk to black people about this, about sex, they're kind of like, we don't have sex. You know, we just kind of look at each other funny and, you know that something's going to happen. He was like, but I went around white people on sex. You know, he was like, I was in the office and some white dude was like, yeah, I was banging my wife in the booty hole last night and it was just wonderful. And he was like, oh my God. He's just like, it's such, you know, a culture shock because when we don't grow up talking about sex, which is why you have a lot of teens, you know, doing instead of talking. Because when I was growing up, my parents were basically like, look, you don't do it and we won't kill you. And so that was just kind of how it was. But, you know, I spent all of my 10 years talking to women about sex. And if we couldn't talk about it, I didn't want to do it because that meant we, you know, if something happens, that means we can't talk about it then, you know. So, I mean, I guess I kind of bucked the norm when it came to sex simply because I didn't want to be like other guys. I didn't want to be that guy that didn't talk about it. And if something happened, you know, we weren't able to talk about that. So I felt like if we couldn't relate to each other, we couldn't, you know, talk about something that we all do or have done or will do, then, you know, the most basic of human elements, we can't talk about sex, then we can't talk about politics, we can't talk about life, we can't talk about kids, you know.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. And I try to tell men, especially I have a lot of male friends, and I try to tell them, y'all shot yourselves in the foot back in junior high and middle school when y'all were all like, the dirty girls and the tramps, those are the girls that went down. Like, that was the ultimate slasher.
Yep.
When I was coming up.
Yep.
You go down, you know what I'm saying, and I'm putting it lightly. That's not what they said. They said, you go down, and they associated that with dirty girls, and then when you got in a relationship, that's the first thing they wanted you to do.
Yeah.
I don't do those types of things. That's what the dirty girls did. But, yeah, y'all, they put that little stipulation on some of the things. So a lot of the things that is just deep-rooted in our culture, like we want to say, oh, that's them. They do that, not us. We come from royalty. All true. But
yeah.
We still have sex, or it wouldn't be all these little babies running around.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly, exactly.
Advocate of good sex. Good sex, lady. Tell him what you want.
There
Stop
you go.
Saying,
and
he's killing it.
Yeah.
If he is not killing it. Stop
yeah,
lying to these
don't come from storks.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm thinking. I know we got a bunch of people who called in, and I know there's another guy, Keith, on the line,
yes, Keith,
and he writes. I'm not sure, wholly erotic, maybe adult romance, but he's very sensual. I liked his snippet that he sent me because he does, you know, have a very sensual way with the words, and I wanted to, you know, for him to chime in if he could about, you know, I know he says he's hard on himself when it comes to, you know, contributing to anthologies and stuff, but just that whole especially being a black male and deciding to write, you know, relationship, romance, erotic type of books, you know, are you fighting some of the same stigmas, you know, that we all are, you know, just even wholly or partly in erotica, you know, having
yeah.
to fight our own people about what it is we're trying to get you to read. You know, it's not smut, it's not, you know, and just his views on that.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
Hi,
Keith. Yeah, yeah. How y'all doing?
Good.
Like, it's very true because even when I'm out and I'm promoting my work and people ask me, like, well, what do you write? And I try to explain to them that, you know, I basically, in my opinion, I write reality. You know, it's not
mm-hmm.
smart, it's not dirty. You know, I try not to exaggerate too much, but it's realism. And a lot, and you'd be so many people shy away. But no, I can't read that. Like, if they touch it, they'll catch on fire. And I'm like, you have children, so you do this. You know what I mean? I'm not describing anything strange to you. And you know, I try to write. Well, I don't even know how to properly classify my work. But I recently started writing, like, really, I would call it erotica. You know, I have, like, sex scenes in my books and so on and so forth, but there's a lot of sensuality. And I find that people run from it. Like, I've had people flip through, hit a page, and say, oh, no, I can't read this. And I'm like, how do you think you got here? But, you know, it is what it
yeah.
is. But, like,
yeah.
man,
erotica.
The story brought them.
Yeah, and it's disturbing and it's frightening because you say to yourself, okay, if this is an adult, and I mean older folks than me too, and I'm saying, okay, this is disturbing because you have children. You at some point you have to explain these things to your children.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I just don't get it. But I mean, I'm trying to change it little by little. You know, I've had a couple people that say they don't read that, and they had conversations with me, and they said, all right, you know, I'm just going to support you and buy your book. And then I end up getting an email like, wow, you know, it wasn't, I really liked it. So I'm step by step, person by person.
Yeah. Like, I'm
feeling
exactly
so
what she's saying. Because, like, the thing is, as a man trying to sell basically in a female dominated area, you have to explain yourself. You know,
yeah.
because if you read the first chapter of Valentine, really the first line of Valentine, you're like, oh my God, my eyeballs about to explode, my ears gonna bleed, and I'm about to pass out, and phantoms from underground are gonna drag me to hell. You know, and,
mm-hmm.
and that's the thing. You basically have to sell it as adult romance, because if you say erotica, it already has that stigma attached to it. You know, so
yeah.
whenever I'm out selling, I'm saying, look, it's adult romance. You know, and sometimes you even have to, like, when I go to fairs and conferences, I have to put myself in romance
Because if I put if they put me in erotica, I'm there by myself, and I'm probably in a closet, you know, selling my book. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's just kind of one of those things that, you know, you have to let people, in order to get people to open their eyes, sometimes you have to be a little, you know, sometimes you have to be a little bland. You're like, look, I write adult romance. These are my adult romance books. And, you know, why don't you go ahead and pick one up, read it, let me know what you think. And then all of a sudden they're like, this isn't what I thought it'd be, you know. Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm saying? And all of a sudden it changes their entire perception of what erotica really is, you know. But sometimes you have to get the book in their hand in order for that to happen, because they will automatically turn their back as soon as they hear the E word. They're like, oh, I can't do that. I don't read that. Why? You know, and like he said, this is how you got here. This is how I got here. It's a fact of life. And if, you know, if by reading my book makes you want to jump your partner's bones, then it means I did what I was supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You get those stigmas, though. You know, I think it was Julia or Melody that said it earlier. You know, we're not brought up sexually free. You know, we're not brought up to openly express our wants and needs and to be sexually explicit or even sexually anything. You know, we're not.
Dangerous.
You know, it's not okay to say, I want this, or I want you to do that, or I want you to be like this, you know, and, you know, like the girl that does this, she's nasty. But when you turn 18, 19, 20, you're looking for that girl now. She was a tramp 2 weeks ago, but now you realize, oh, wait, that is the type of woman I really want, you know. So you grow up with all those stigmas. You're the nasty girl when you want to do all those wild things, and suddenly you're 25, and now you're the girl that all these men want.
And what gets me, I think, is like, it's such a passionate, sensual, beautiful thing, I think, in itself. And that's why people have to hide, you know, their true desires to have more of it than they may want you to think, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But why is it that we are so readily able to accept dragons and vampires and demons? And I guess some of those things, of course, aren't real. It's easier to accept those things. You don't really, you know, attach it. But I just think people kind of aren't really as in touch with themselves as they would like to be. And somehow acknowledging that you're a sexual being is, I don't know, confessing that you robbed a bank, I don't know. But, you know, my goal was to just really help kind of reshape that, you know. When we talked about, you know, erotic first, and even in the title, you know, I was taking a chance even with the title, but, you know, I felt like, you know, this is what it is, you know. And, you know, unfortunately, erotica does have a horrible stigma, especially amongst Black people, but I just feel like we're so readily able to accept so much more violence and so much more graphic, you know, nature that it maybe isn't sexual, that you can't even be in touch with yourself and allow yourself to be aroused by somebody else's words. That's dirty. You can read, you know, gunshots. You can read drug dealing. You can read, you know, vampires coming to get you, or, you know, whatever, whatever. You can read those things and be okay, and they can be critically acclaimed. But for some reason, for you to be in touch with you, it's a problem.
Yeah.
For you to be aroused by what I'm saying to you, it's a problem. That's probably one of
it's
my biggest frustrations.
It's funny, too, because a lot of these vampire movies, vampires are sexual creatures.
They are sexual creatures.
And, I mean, you can go vampire, you know, interview with a vampire. They had sex all up in that movie. You know, even with this, even with the one they got coming to the theaters now, Twilight. That movie has a sexual tint to it because he's supposed to be, the main characters are supposed, people are waiting for them to have sex. You know, she wanted to in the last movie.
Stop. Please tell me you didn't watch Twilight, man. Please tell me.
No, listen,
like I had to stop exactly
you know
what you were saying just so you had to stop.
You know what,
don't talk, don't say anymore, man. Don't see plausible deniability.
Yo, listen,
oops,
listen,
I made a mistake.
Listen,
see, you just lost your cool points with DVD.
No. See, here's my thing. I'm a vampire kind of guy. It's what I do.
Okay.
You know, I like
all
vampire
right.
movies. I really do. I'm a horror guy. And when it comes to vampires, I'm number one audience right here. But I'm just saying, they are sexual creatures. You know, so these people need to stop fronting, because there's the same people that are into these movies that don't want nothing to do with the sexual readings or the sexual movies. Well, guess what? They're watching it with these things in anticipation. They know these things are coming in those same movies.
I mean, but jumping off what you said, you can't really watch a TV show nowadays in prime time without some sort of sexual overtone, you know.
Serious.
It is what they're really telling you, you know, what they're really telling you, I can watch it, but reading it, that's something totally different, you know, which.
Well, they don't even want you watching it too much. You know, they'll put all the blood and gore, and especially like in video games and stuff, but let the bodies be too sexually explicit, and then you got parents wanting to. I mean, they do with the blood and gore, and they got these movies that are so bloody and so gory, and you know, blood from scene one to scene two, but you know, that's just rated R. You know, you put a little bit of sex up in there, and it's rated X.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay.
Mm-hmm.
The Kindle and the Nook and all that is really going to revolutionize that, right? I'm a sci-fi fantasy reader, really big, but I also love those cheap, trashy romance novels with the Fabios and stuff on the covers, but I don't like walking around with those books in my hand. Other reason, but my Kindle is polluted with a bunch of 99-cent ones.
I think the EDF revolution
is going to help a lot of people because they want to read it. They just don't want people to know that they're reading.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They got to
keep it in the closet type thing.
Hmm? Yeah,
it's that keep it in the closet type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, like, but see, there's a lot of black folks in denial, and we are, because, like, I'm one of them black people. I still think Luther was straight. And don't nobody say nothing, because Luther's straight. but we still live in a lot of denial. You know what I'm saying? But that's who we are. You know, there's a lot of black folks that we love to hear other people talk about it, but we like, I don't do that sort of thing. You know what I'm saying? But there's nothing more interesting than hearing other people talk about their sordid stories. You know, it's like we're sitting around a campfire listening, and we hang on to every word. So, I mean, until people get out of that mindset that, you know, look, life is made for living, it's not made for listening, you know, on every occasion, then you're always going to have that that's a conservative base, especially down south, which is where I am. You know, up north, they're like, ooh, you know, that cover's hot, and they snatch it up. They snatch Valentine up like it ain't nothing. Down here, they're like, whoa, is that booty on the cover? And, you know, you have to kind of explain it. Like, look, you know, it plays into who the character is. It's not just gratuitous butt.
Office, if you are on the phone,
please do
your
a roll
mics
call,
are
everybody.
Unmuted, so you guys can talk freely. Serene, your mic is unmuted. Everyone who gave me their area code, their mic is unmuted, and everyone who has pushed one, your mic is unmuted. So feel free to jump in and conversate and talk, so that we can talk to you.
Tony and Kai, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, y'all.
How you doing, Lisa?
I'm good. I'm like, look, y'all already know who's calling.
Right now.
I've been in and off mute and everything. The kids outside playing. But I just want to stop by and show my respect and my love for y'all.
Aww.
Thank
you.
You're the one, Lisa. You're the one.
Word on the street, you already know how we're going. But shut up, Kai giggling over there. Kai, you know what, Tony's home. Don't get carnivorous tonight, please. Please.
That was last night.
Please,
babe.
You know what?
Melody, I have to wash my shirt before I can take a picture in it.
You know what? Ain't nobody wants to see all that. Ain't nobody wants to see all that. Tony, I'm glad you're back home, bro.
Thank you. It was a nice trip. I'm glad to be here.
Thanks for throwing beautiful out the window as you passed through Newark.
I'm sorry. The train was moving kind of fast. They wouldn't slow down.
I was sitting in the Bronx like, what? Where's the book at? Mm-hmm.
I was afraid somebody else was going to snatch it up.
Ooh, you in trouble.
Go to the wrong house. Oh my goodness! But it is good to be home. It is good to be home. It really is.
I'll be back home in 3 weeks. Back in ATL in 3 weeks. Yeah, I know it's going down. So I want to stop by and show love.
and tell y'all, yeah, the erotica thing, because now that I'm publishing and doing things, and with author Jay Robinson, when this book comes out, I got to put an explicit warning label on that book. I ain't taking no more
wrong
cold showers. I ain't taking no more cold showers. I'm trying to tell you something. but love y'all.
Ain't that wrong?
My trouble is that you just put me back on mute so I can hear the show, though.
All right, Lisa. Thank you for calling in. Yeah, can we get a roll call for all the authors that are on that didn't speak yet?
Hey, this is Serena chiming in.
Serena.
Yes.
Hi, Carla.
Hi.
So
Carla?
Yep.
Yeah, Carla.
Carla's there.
Oh, hi. Hi.
Is that just me?
Just me.
Hi, just me.
Hey.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. Anyone
else
out there?
I'm here, but I'm not an author.
Who is out here?
This is Unfair Simmons.
I know. Love it. You know, your picture, or Sayer, I have to tell you, your picture, your boobs in our T-shirt has sold another T-shirt for us. I'm telling you.
It's funny you guys took that picture because I'm the first one to talk about somebody putting their boob shot on Facebook.
And you sent that to us, right?
Yeah. When I took the picture, it was because my hair wasn't on point, but I was so happy to get the shirt. I said, just take the picture from the neck down. He said, are you serious? I said, dude, just take the picture. And then I put it on my Facebook, but I didn't think it would go that far. And I was looking at it all the day, and I thought, oh, my God, hypocrite.
Well, somebody saw your picture today in our Naughty Ink Press Facebook page, and she was like, I want one of those. Now, you know, I'm like, well, you know
shirt.
The boobs don't come with them.
We all need to take boob pictures in the shirt.
I was trying to tell everybody which one was mine, because there's another one. So I was like, mine the one with the necklace on. So
Yeah, I got the same one. Tony will probably take mine tomorrow, and I'll send it over.
Okay.
Yes, please send it over, because I'm going to put a little compilation up for the people who are wearing our stuff. And
so,
I love my shirt. So and my bag. I love my shirt and my bag. Sweet.
See, I just have I personally just had my bag. I don't have my shirt yet. I didn't make it. I didn't make it to Houston this year.
Yes. And we're still not happy about that.
Okay, we'll talk about that later.
So someone else, I know Serene said she was on, Carla's on.
Man,
let's go to Serene first. What's your story about?
Did you say Serene?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, well, Really, to be honest, I think I kind of drew from a personal reference about, I guess, maybe mothers and trying to, you know, kind of get out of that whole idea of just being a mother, you know, seeing my character as more of just a person. You know, when we're raised by our parent, we just consider ourselves as being, oh, that's just mom. You know, but as you get older, mom is a real person, you know, and having her own identity is sort of where I took my story a little bit.
It's really, and I'm just as the collector, the editor, I really liked this. We went back and forth, Serene and I, with, you know, modeling and how she would kind of bloom, her character would bloom and what she would do, and it's just it turned out to be such a colorful story, you know, and I think it does hit home. I think a lot of, you know, if you see some of the most naked, most freakiest people you'll meet in your life are like 50-something.
Ew.
They're in their 40s. They want to be butt naked.
They don't care if they overweight. They happy to have the kids at the house, and they can really get down, you know. So I could definitely stop it, DV. But I could definitely appreciate, you know, that want to be your own person after your kids are grown and it's time for you to have your fun. So, but that's true though. I mean, a lot of these freaky couples out here are not the 20 somethings that people think that they are. They're
never
like 40 and 50. What?
No.
What'd you say?
I'm really beginning to become really offended. You
so
know
sorry.
Where I'm going.
No, I'm sorry.
You know, we're not old at 41.
I said older.
42.
Older.
Yeah, okay.
I'm cleaning. Look, my broom is out. I'm sorry. I'm cleaning it up.
It's not sexy if
you
all your
you
pubic hair is gray.
You lose all of that we have when we're young. You know, I'll be 39. My boo is 43. So, you know, as you get old, you'll be like, man, please.
You know, maybe
this
yeah,
I want
right.
I to do it, and that's that.
The older you get, the more you like, man, 3 hours of sex. Are you serious? No. So it's like, it's not that it's not sexy. It's just not sexy.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You just said 3 hours of sex and we're tired? Is that what you said?
No, I love you, girl.
But you, cause I know.
Don't hurt me.
I know a few folks who can't keep up after 3 hours, and it's not me.
Whoa.
I'm 44.
I'm
44.
I got to have mine. I'm 44.
I got to have mine. You got to have it when you want it.
He ain't getting no 4 hours of sex. Don't let Tony fool you,
because
I
can't
hang on for no 4 hours.
But hey, it's a condensed 4 hours. Tell him, man. Like, you can condense 4 hours in 30 minutes. It's the same thing. That's 4 hours of work.
Somebody better send me some daggone vitamins than shoe in a lifelong thing. Orange juice? Something. Mm-mm.
Yo, they say
vitamins, high blood pressure medicine, and the phone.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
no.
Wow.
And a
put
will.
The AC on, a whole bunch of ice bottles, and can I get some rest in between? Is it a 4 hour straight?
You are allowed to rest. Right as you
I
come.
Did that.
And then it's over. It's starting to get over. You got to start all over.
You can go 4 hours if I can just lay there. If I can lay there, he can continue.
Yeah, right.
4 hours.
Probably lose about 10 pounds in the process.
Right?
Oh.
Yeah, one person
loses 10 pounds. A man's sexual drive hits in his adolescent ages. In his teen ages, we supposedly are supposed to be at our peak. And that's when we want it all the time. But I am 44, and I want it as much as I did then, if not more. And it doesn't make it any easier. Yeah, it might be. But see, now, if I turn around, see, she's going to say it's my personal problem. But if I turn around and I work out my personal problem, she's going to have a problem. I need what I need. I need mine. You know what I'm saying? And
I hear you, Tony.
Yeah, see, my thing is, I'm sorry, but my thing is this. If you're going to be laying up in the bed butt naked, or you're going to be laying up in the bed and you got this nice behind covered in these nice behind panties, don't expect me not to want none, because I'm going to want it. I'm going to, it's just laying there for my taking, you know? And don't get me wrong, ladies. I'm not saying that I just take it when I want it. But I'm saying.
Yeah, you are.
Hey, man, don't beat your chest, man. Beat your chest. All right, you man.
No, rolling me over, talking about I'm taking no, because you will get a look in the face that'll be like, oh, can I get a kiss on the neck, a little rub, something.
But you know what? Sometimes a kiss on the neck is not necessary, because I can think of plenty of times.
Ooh.
I may be laying there, and it's just there. And it's asking for some love itself, and the dick is just laying there, and it's a little limp. And it's looking at me saying, I need some exercise. And I'm like, baby, are you serious? Do you really want some exercise? Are you sure you can handle it?
Well,
then you pick
like
it up, and you kind of look at it for a minute, and it kind of smiles at you. And before I know it, I might be kissing it. And then it's like, oh, there's a hand on my head begging me not to stop. I don't understand. What did I miss?
Oh, my God.
15 minutes ago, you said because you were tired. No, you can't let it go.
Woo!
We know what your story about.
I said it.
Speaking of.
What was that, JP? Which one was that?
That was just me.
That's just me.
Oh.
That's just me over there. She just moved. She's been missing in action because she was moving.
Understanding, because I don't think that there's an understanding that goes on. I mean, it's like if a brother wants some, you know, put on, if you don't want to hand it out, then put on the flannels and put the curlers in. But don't put on your best
granny draws.
There it is.
Draws.
Now, you can't say that
because some of y'all, no matter
what we got on, y'all still want it. It don't matter what
yep.
we got on, y'all still want
but
it.
Wait, no, that's only if you smell good. Because once you put on those granny drawers, that's like an instant flat. Smell good? You done messed that all up?
Yeah, serious. Serious, because I'm not one for the flannels. I'm sorry. I'm not one for the footy pajamas.
I don't do that.
I get downright upset and mad. If I want a woman to go into bed in flannel and got me all worked up. And this teasing thing has got to stop, too, because let me rub his leg right up there. Just let me just, like, get up there and rub his leg for, like, 5 seconds. And then I'm going to turn over and go to sleep. Are you serious?
That's like her throwing her hip right in back of you right when y'all laying down. She just put that little bump back there.
Yeah.
Like,
want to throw the leg all up and massage it with their thigh, and then want to roll over, give you a kiss goodnight and roll over. Are
that's
you seriously
your hint.
Done?
That's your hint.
That ain't a hint.
That's your hint to
that
say, baby,
hint.
We're in the mood, so, you know, we roll over, so now you can take over.
See, that's that mind-reading thing that
y'all
do.
That's what I'm saying. Men don't take hints.
Yeah. Yeah. You should know I wanted it. I put my knee over by you. Are you serious?
Oh my goodness.
I take it all day long if I can get it. I'm gonna keep it real. I'm keeping it real. I have a beautiful woman and it's a tease just to look at her walk by. So when I gotta lay by see y'all she doing me? Y'all, see, I can't get none tonight now.
He's not getting it all day. Every day. I ain't seen anymore. No, that every day, 2-3 times a day. I must need some vitamins or some iron pills or something. I can't hang like that no more. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm about to invest in the iron pill industry. I'm about to get a whole closet full of vitamins, multi.
Some one-a-day energy. The one-a-day energy
show. Oh, my goodness.
Carla, what's your story about? See, we get it all crazy. But that's good. That's
Hi.
What we were supposed to do, you know. But, hey, Carla.
Hi, how are you? Can you hear me?
Yep,
yes.
We can hear you.
Okay, great. Well, I'm sort of in the – well, I'm new to all of this. I'm like Julia, I started, my expertise is on the stage and screen. I'm a playwright and a screenwriter, and that's what I've done. And writing a novel or writing erotica is completely out of the realm of anything I have ever written. And I decided to go ahead and try it because I wanted to challenge myself. I wanted to go ahead and try something new. And the name of my story is called Habibi. And Habibi is Arabic for beloved or sweetheart. And one of the reasons why I chose to try to do maybe a cross-cultural type erotica love story is because I've always been curious about other cultures and what they think is erotic. And like, for instance, in India, you know, one of the most erotic things is the sound of a woman approaching. So you see in India, a lot of women wear anklets, you know, around their ankles, and they make a lot of noise. So as a woman is approaching, you hear her approaching, and that's considered very erotic. And then in other parts of India, a woman that's hairy is considered extremely erotic. You know, so I've always been kind of curious as to what's erotic in other cultures. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons why I gravitated towards that is because in my own personal story, I have a multicultural background and is African American, and my father, he's from Morocco, so we're Jewish, and there's been some intermarriage with the Spanish there, and also he let me know that we're also one eighth Arabic. So I was like, wow. And I always wondered why, even as a child, I was always attracted to the Middle East. I've always been attracted to Middle Eastern men and things like that, and I could not figure out why until I found that out. So I wanted to explore that type of thing, you know, what would it be like to be with a man who, the man is Muslim and a radical Muslim at that. Who,
wow.
And with the story,
it's, I'm telling you guys, I'm telling you.
And I was, I didn't feel as confident because, you know, a lot of these other writers seem to be old hat at it, you know. So I kept, you know, I sent it to Melody here and there to get her input, and she's like, you know, do a little this and a little that, and, you know, keep going. But I never fully had the confidence. I never fully had the confidence. So to hear you say that, Melody, really helps me. That helps. That helps a lot. But that's one of the reasons why I chose to pick a cross-cultural thing, where if you have a Muslim who is restrained and restricted by all of the mores that Islam dictates, what if he falls in love? So mine is kind of a love story. But, you know, when you're in love with somebody, you have all kinds of erotic and nasty thoughts about them.
You're supposed to. That's right. You're supposed to. And that's why it's just so frustrating that people shy away from that.
Exactly.
You know, that people are so inhibited. You know, and
so,
it's to the point where you can't even be inhibited in public. You got to be inhibited at home. It's like, this
exactly.
doesn't make any sense. And you wonder why your husband's out there paying prostitutes to do all the nasty girl stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So this Muslim man, I'm like, what if he was in a situation where he's going to just totally just release himself of every restriction that Islam dictates? What would he do? Because there's a lot of rules. There's a lot of rules. And if he just completely released himself from that, what would that be like with the woman he loves, who happens
wow.
not to be his wife?
Wow.
Wow.
So.
I want to read that.
I really want to read that.
So
you guys,
you see why. I'm telling
you. Now the author is like, ooh, I
want to
read that too.
Hey, all right,
wait, read
right,
that one.
I'm going to tell you, there were a couple of nights there when I was writing.
So I can read that too.
There were a couple of nights there when I was writing that I was like, whew, I got to get up. I got to go find
that's
something
how you know you're doing
while.
It right. That's how you know you're doing it right.
Okay,
you know,
I was like, this is a bit much.
Though.
Let me get up.
But I find that's it very interesting, especially, you know, listening to Melody say about how all of us, you know, are coming from different backgrounds and things. And I think for me being, I think the only one that's not a published author just yet, really kind of taking on a new genre and really trying to go and run with it and taking her direction and making sure that I'm kind of getting where I need to be at.
Well,
yeah.
I can tell you, you
yeah.
can write for me any day. And I mean that about you and about Julia and about Keith. I mean, y'all don't even understand how exciting it is, you know, to be able to, in the digital age, just network with so many talented people and people who are
Hi.
Just literally first time out the box. I mean, you know, it was amazing. You know, like, Julia had us cracking up. I told her we had I had like three people reading what she said because she was so, you know, like, I'd really want to get somebody's opinion about this, you know, and everybody was just like so relatable. You just jump right in there. And a lot of it, you know, I didn't want it to be that, you know, Skinamax, cheesy, corny, just open sex in a hotel room hanging out the window with no backstory, with no buildup, you know, and I stressed that, and that's why the word count, you know, for the submission was extended so that you really could work with that. And I was
mm-hmm.
so, you know, impressed with, you know, how, you know, the voices and everything, how the characters are just so relatable. And, you know, I think a lot of my infatuation with Carla's story was just, it was different. It was different, and it
yeah.
was a love story. And, you know, Keith, his story with, you know, just kind of the older,
younger lovers and just, you know, just very happenstance type of stuff that happens every day. You know, you don't have to be a triple D, you know, with the bikini wax and, you know, hair down to your ankles. You know, that is not what erotica is. And my thing was that it was, you know, I wanted people to be there, you know, when they were reading. I wanted you just to insert yourself to be the fly on the wall and to see how things go down with regular people, you know, with just everyday lovers. So I was so impressed. I'm telling y'all.
This is Carla, by the way. I really appreciated being able to pick your brain a little bit on how this is supposed to be done, because to be honest with you, there's no way I could take that to anybody else to read. I just couldn't. I couldn't take it to anybody. I said I could never show it to anybody. They would be, what are you writing? Mm-hmm. I just couldn't. So I appreciate you being there. I needed you. Thank you.
No problem.
Oh, yeah.
My pleasure.
I know my mother's going to have a heart attack, which is why I switched my name. But I wrote a poem one day on Facebook, and my mother has never, ever, 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 ever commented on my page. And I wrote a poem, and it wasn't even, like, it was nowhere near the content of this book, nowhere near even some of the erotic poetry that we've heard or you may have read. I don't even think I used any terminology. It was just, you know, a step up from a love poem. And my mother was like, this is not the form to be writing this type of stuff. I was like, okay, well, you wait till you find out what else I've been writing.
Oh, my gosh. That's the same kind of pressure that I experience, so I totally relate to that. I mean, you come from a very, and I guess another reason why I pursued that is I come from a very, very traditional background. As a matter of fact, in my family, they're like 3 arranged marriages.
Wow.
And by the way, they're the only ones still married. Everybody
wow.
else who picked their own spouse is divorced, including me. But everybody who had their marriages arranged, they're all still married. And matter of fact,
can we arrange another one quickly?
Well, I have always said and thought that arranged marriages usually work because it's not built on the emotion of love.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
we take that love thing for granted.
Yeah,
the love does grow. There has to be mutual respect.
But it's not formatted on that. You know what I mean? It's not
right,
that emotional. Because
you
fall in and out of love with someone, you know? And we're over here, especially in Western society, we're so wrapped up in the emotion of it, you know, that we forget about, you know, the whole stability and the respect and all the other things that go into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've always said, I used to joke with a girl that I, back when we lived in Massachusetts, I used to work together, and she has a daughter that's maybe a couple of years younger than my son. I used to tell her, now, when your daughter gets older, remember, that's my son's future wife, okay? we joke with each other every time we talk. I'm like, how's my future daughter-in-law doing? Remember, my son is going to be groomed to be her wife.
Yeah,
you know,
now, see, that kind of thing doesn't sound weird to me. That doesn't. That sounds totally okay to me, you know, because that happens. As a matter of fact, the way we date and what have you in this country is not the norm. It's the exception. Most of the world, especially, you know, underdeveloped countries, they're still doing it the old-fashioned way, and that's arranging marriages.
Mm-hmm.
But the conflict that I've always had was, you know, then there's a Latino background. And let me tell you, in Latino households, I don't know about Dominican, Puerto Rican, Cuban or anything like that, but in Latino households, mom and dad might sit at the table with the kids and say, look, your mom's not giving me any.
Wow.
They may do that. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And they just laugh. It's like the sexuality is very open, very free. Mom and dad are like really, really snuggling and doing little things that you might not necessarily do in front of kids, but they may. You know, it's more open and more free. So to have these two things conflicting, I said, I got to write something.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, we are a sexually reserved country. You know, we are like one of the most sexually reserved countries, you know.
But I think that they kind of use it to their advantage because they sell sex, as a society, through pop artists, through actresses, through, you know, they infuse it, but it seems to be on their terms. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The certain
yeah.
size, the certain hair color, the certain eye color. It has to be where that is what you want. That is
right.
what is sexy. That is what is erotic, and that is what's been working for, you know, a long time for people. And, you know, you just get tired. You know, that is not our reality. And
right. yeah.
that was my thing with just picking up, you know, especially with DV. You know, he'll tell you he's not straight erotica because he has so many other things to cover, and his, you know, books are so complex with the plot that, you know, it's hard to just say, you know, that it's strictly one thing or the other, but at the same time, you're going to get the best of whatever he chooses to write about. And so when we picked up an erotica, you know, anthology and said, you know, let's do this, I wanted it to be real people and not everyday, you know, standard, typical stock photo erotica that
yeah.
you just color up the face and then that's it, you're off. You know, I didn't, you know, that wasn't our goal. So it's so
yeah.
cool to hear people say that. I'm just glad you guys took a chance because I'm telling you, this project was so dead in the water before Karen started talking it up. You know, and she said, oh, my gosh, you have such high hopes, you know, high ambitions for what you want to discuss. And I've been, you know, I love reading growing up. 3-4 books, you dropped me off at the library. I was checking out 9 books,
yep.
you know, at a time, you know. And so, you know, a lot of the respect for just writing, I think, has gone away with the, you know, people just rushing to get out there and not really taking care of, you know, the genre that they choose or the subject that they choose. And so you just let people crap all over, you know, erotica or anything that's really sexually based, you know, unless it's Zane, which I, you know, have to credit her for kind of making erotica hot again, especially with black people.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's good that we can kind of spin off of that and we can still, you know, keep it real in a sense, really real, you know, and that's something that we've always been trying to do, you know, no matter, you know, how slow we are at it. You know, you just know that when you collect, you know, you connect our dots and you see, you know, where we are and what we're about, it's all consistent and, you know, it's our best, and it's passionate, you know, and it's different, you know, so I think it's important, you know,
mm-hmm.
to somebody
mm-hmm.
to be passionate about that, to be trying to get that back out there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, this was, for me, it was totally new. I mean, I used to do, and not even, like I said, to this level, but, you know, erotic poetry, but never to this level. It was so uncomfortable and weird for me to be trying to find words for body parts and not using the same body part word over and over and over again. And okay, how else can I say this? All right, how else can I say that? Right, does this sound like whack? Does this sound corny?
I relate. I understand that.
Oh, it was such a challenge for me.
And I never. I like the flowery time, but you can just call it what it is, and I will be good. And I don't really care how many times you repeat it, as long as you stick to the basic writing rules and you're not repeating it so many times in the sentence or so many times in a paragraph. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, excuse me, Kai, but a tit is a tit is a tit, or breast is a breast is a breast. You can just say what it is. That's my take on it. I maybe have overkill for reading the genre and, you know, reading so much of the stuff. The flowery word for the gardens and the lily and the valley. I'm like, are y'all serious about it? But I really like the group that you put together for the anthology. I thought that was awesome. I've never had so much support in writing anything as I did with writing with y'all. And y'all.
This is special.
Because because everyone was available and I could get instant feedback without having to badger my family members.
Mm-hmm,
it was
mm-hmm.
just really great. And I just think that y'all were really, really classy. And I would write for y'all again.
Ooh,
I will.
Thank you. And I will hold you to that.
You made a promise.
All right. Coming after
you. Make
y'all.
A promise to Melody because she won't.
Like, we know your email address.
We know where you live.
Jimmy, what did you write about? You didn't talk about what you wrote about.
You know what? I wrote like 5 different stories because I hated every story I wrote. So basically what I settled on was kind of sorted. I have basically male-female relationship, guy meets girl. Girl really doesn't love guy, but guy is completely infatuated with her to the point where he won't leave her alone. So she basically tells him, look, I'm gay. And so during the course of the story, he actually considers getting a sex change to be with this woman.
Wow.
What?
I love it.
And you may stop right there.
Wow.
I love stuff that's out of the box.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, that's all I can say to that one.
Yeah, I know, right?
Wow.
Right. Oh, I got to read that.
Wow.
That's interesting. Well, mine, and I want to tell you guys as the editor and a content, and just grabbing everybody's, I did get other submissions from authors that weren't chosen. I can tell you that the most touched upon is Ellen. I don't know if she called in, but the most touched upon topic that people wanted to submit about was girl on girl. And I guess the media, has a lot to do with why people are becoming more comfortable seeing it, which is fine, whatever. But I will tell you that almost all of, the submissions that weren't chosen had something to do with the bi curiosity issue of wanting to know what it's like to be with another female. And, especially with the conservative nature of black people, I thought that was very interesting that was a recurring theme, because I'm going to tell you that in a lot of the stories in our anthology as to date, you're going to see that as a recurring theme as far as the interaction between two women. So, I wondered, and even in other people's stories, and, you see some other stories from, years past where it was so groundbreaking that, black authors started to talk about bisexual, bi-curious women, that is still, going through the submissions that I had, you had women who were still curious. So, of course, my story, of course, is about bi-curiosity and kind of exploring that region. But I can tell you, though, that DV and I are also going to collaborate on one as well, that has to do with pool swapping.
It is one of those big
it's big. I'm telling y'all, it's like the new black. I don't know how else to put it, because people are just more and more openly writing about two women in love, in lust, in a hotel room, in a pool, with their boyfriends watching, and it is, and it's almost to the point where it's not new, and I've been following kind of to see where the trend is, and, you have certain people who just cannot absolutely, under any circumstance, read about that, and then you have people who are curious, and they're like, oh, okay, I actually was more aroused than I thought I was going to be, when I read the scene. So, I mean, you've got this whole gamut of people who are, trying to test their comfort level when it comes to women. Now, men, of course, unfortunately, it's a humongous double standard. And I didn't get anything that had to do with – actually, I'm not going to tell you the story. I have one story that has in it that's going to have some play between two guys. And that was, like, the only one. The rest of it, the curiosity was either, cross-cultural, interracial, dealing with how to sex, the tying up and, other things like that. But one story actually tackled that. The guy on guy, so it's going to be a little bit of everything in there. I'm going to just tell y'all, I guess from talking to everybody, you know that, you know, you're going to have a little bit of everything, and I really appreciated that. I'm just going to be happy to say that not one of these stories is similar, not one, not even close, not even close. And it got to the point where, at the beginning, I was trying to kind of keep it where, oh, it has to be this particular erotic first theme. But the submissions that I were getting were, you know, it kind of became a little complex. And so you found yourself, you know, seeing not one facet, but a main one and then some follow-ups, you know, with, like, bar curiosity or, you know, group sex or whatever, you know, voyeurism, you know. So it turned out to where I was have to look at the stories as a whole and say, okay, you know, what is the biggest first, or what is the biggest transition this character is making? So you actually get a bunch of bonuses because a lot of the scenes are not just one and done of whatever that erotic first is. You know, you've got lots of build up and you've got some teasing going on, and so it'll be, you know, that mental engagement that I think people forget erotica is supposed to be about. You're going to get it. Hallelujah.
Exactly. Do you have a anticipated release time?
I do have a seasonal one, and my goal is to, you know, my ultimate goal, and I guess it would just have to see how, you know, we would have to kind of see how this could work. I mean, I was talking to DV about it, having an October release right around the time, actually it would be the weekend in New York at Circle of Sisters, because we're going to be going to that in New York in October. And I know that a lot of the authors are in that area, in New York or Philadelphia, or can kind of get some place nearby so that maybe we could put together a release party for that Friday. That Friday before.
October.
This is October. This is the first
what
time.
Friday is it?
It's the 7th. It's the 7th. So it is wholly basically, it's ambitious because it's early October, but I think that, you know, as much as everybody kind of wants to see and interact with each other, you know, if we could make this happen, that would be awesome, because we'll be in New York Friday, Saturday, and I think we leave out Sunday, you know, so we're definitely not in driving distance.
That'd be great. If you go to New York, I can definitely make that.
Right. So that is what, you know, and I see people posting in the chat rooms too, you know, willing to collaborate. That would be awesome, because we really don't know, obviously, the area, and you know, just having a place and having the time and date and promoting and getting people excited, and just to have so many authors available to make it and to promote the book and stuff. That would be cool.
That would be cool.
So that is out there now in the atmosphere to think about. I would like to work on getting that to happen. There's plenty of advance notice. So
yeah.
If anybody has any ideas of places to do it or whatever, I'm looking, like I said, at Friday, because Saturday and Sunday is the actual convention, and we'll be very busy with that. But that Friday night, where, you know, that Friday would be an awesome, you know, release that, you know, people can get in there and do it.
Okay.
Okay.
If we can get
it. I'm in New York, so I've got some of my friends. They like party girls. They go to different parties for different club owners or whatever, so I asked them about it.
Okay.
Just email me and give me, like, the exact dates.
It's the 7th. I can tell you the exact date. It's October the 7th.
7th? Okay.
Mm-hmm. That is when we're going to be.
So the 7th is that Friday, right?
That it's the Friday, because right. Circle of Sisters is Saturday and Sunday, and we have we're sharing a table. So we'll be at the convention Saturday and Sunday. But Friday is a free day. And if we can do something, you know, especially get people, you know, to come out and buy and support. And I see I got a sex toy vendor
in the chat room that's willing to bring some stuff, and we'll have some shirts. We'll have some naughty girl shirts printed up, and we can, you know, and we can have some fun and get to meet everybody in person.
Bring
I think
some
that would
phone
be very
numbers.
Cool.
What? Phoebe, what you gonna do with phone numbers?
No idea.
Yeah,
find another party. Find another party.
Terrible.
Well, I'll
terrible.
Definitely be there. I'll definitely be there.
Okay.
All
right.
I can't
well,
help you at all. No, I
what'd
can't
you
help
say?
You at all. So I can't help you at all, but I'll definitely
be there. Oh, okay, but you'll be there, right?
But I will be there, yes.
It sounds
definitely.
Now, what is, where can, what is your, I'm mumbling, what is your website so that people can see, you know, not only about this book, but, you know, the other books that DV has out, what else is coming up with Naughty Ink?
Well, we have a few houses on the internet, and our first one is naughtyinkpress.com. It's our flash site, and it's, you know, I think most people have seen it already. It's pretty, it's visual. I really try to be visual with our stuff because I think people love, it's very seductive. And mm-hmm. we have, that was our first site, and the site I just finished it's also flash, but it's able to be viewed on the iPad and the iPhone, which is something that was important to me for just exposure and being able to kind of promote, you know, mobily. So that one is, there's no www, but it's nipressbooks.com, and it's also very visual and pretty, and there's, a, you know, a little bit more extensive. I could do a little bit more with that website, so the pages are bigger, and there's a little bit more information about D.V. Hinn and myself, and the full book, book synopses and Amazon links, and we also have PayPal shopping cart on that one, and we've got the trailer posted there for the If You Don't Tell, his book that had a trailer, and also for the anthology, you know, the trailer's there. And we have a YouTube channel, which you kind of created. I just wanted to upload the trailer and ended up with a YouTube channel, so whatever. We're going to really try to keep that. We're going to actually have Julia and you, Kai, I have y'all's y'all's page is linked in that page where you could flash and see the your videos off of the website.
Okay.
So you got a little bit of promotion there, and under
you
the
have
playground.
To keep creating
tab.
More trailers.
I will. I actually have fun with that. So like I said, I want to put one a cute little one together with the, our fans that wear our stuff, and. One for Valentine. We really want to get a trailer for Valentine. She definitely deserves one.
She sure does. Valentine deserves a whole lot.
She mm-hmm. deserves one. She's a miss. I love her.
Yes.
So we're just, you know,
friend.
you can bookmark any of those sites. Really, NI Press Books, I think I'll probably, because I can do more with it, I'll probably make that one a little bit more upgradable. We have a Tumblr blog as well that you can get through. Link to through either website that, you know, it's just a micro blog and it's visual as well. You know, a lot of posts and reposts. I have it streaming through my Facebook page too. So that Twitter, I mean, like we're everywhere. Like we really are. I tried to set up camp so that we could be accessible. And of course, people have my email, my Gmail account, ninkpress@gmail.com, dvhint@gmail.com. For people who want to get in touch with us directly. And so, yeah, you should be, one link should take you pretty much everywhere else you need to go. I'll try to set it up that way so that, you know, people, we could remain accessible. So, you know, we're definitely looking forward to, you know, I would love to meet everybody. I mean, really, it just never happens ever where people in an anthology can actually get together and meet up.
I can't wait to meet you too.
I know.
It'll
who's
be
that?
So cool
that's
to
just me.
Meet everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, you are crazy. So if we can make that happen, that would be awesome. I'm so serious.
That's exactly.
Okay,
you
to come
you know, I was ready to fly down to where y'all are. So if this is just me hopping on 95 North.
That would be great.
Oh, see, I was thinking we need to have a reunion party in Texas. See, I can see.
Well, I agree because I do think the South it doesn't get as much love, and I understand it. You know, it's not the. Yeah, it is. It's we're a little slower down here. but you know, to expand our brand, we would love to. We do still want to have something here, you know. But if we end up meeting up in New York, you know, we don't have to kind of rush to put something together, and then kind of force so many of you guys to fly to Texas when we can just, since we're going to be up there, make it up there. But I still want y'all to come see us. Still, there's got to be something. I'm sure we'll come up with something. We'll come up with it.
I'll be touring starting in October. October 11/11/11, that's when I start touring for my new book and my author's new book. So I'm going to put y'all on the map. So you just have to give me my information.
Oh, that's awesome.
I wanted to stop.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Is our Sayer still on the line? Is our Sayer on the line? Where is she still there? Did she hang up? Or Sayer?
I don't know.
She probably went to the net.
Oh, okay.
Her boobies with her.
I know she's in Columbus, and I think we're trying to get something together, hopefully.
She's like Toledo.
Isn't she Toledo or Columbus? Toledo? What is that,
Toledo.
2 hours? Is that 2 hours away? From Cleveland, I can't remember, but we'll be in Cleveland hopefully in a couple of weeks too for a little meet and greet with DV Hint. So I was trying to let her know, you know, I don't know if she's going to make the trip, but I want to
Let her ask DV Hint where?
Huh?
DV Hint where?
In Cleveland.
Ohio. Got everything.
In a couple of weeks.
Not Cleveland, Texas.
No,
not Cleveland, Texas, babe. Sorry.
Not Cleveland,
and all it's like, not all, it's just like Memphis, Texas, and Las Vegas, Texas, and everything else. Texas got a doggone copycat name of every major city.
See, Texas was here.
Pittsburgh, Texas.
Where are you from? Cleveland, Texas? No, the real one. Memphis, Texas.
You live in New York City? New York City, Texas?
It's like little dots on the map.
You guys are a mess. Anyone else have any other books coming out other than the anthology? I know a lot of you are working on, you were saying this was your first publishing other than Julia. And, you know, I have my book is on ebook now, but it'll be released, you know, hopefully the end of this month. You'll be able to buy it. But
I don't have a book per se. This is my second anthology. So I was published last year in an anthology, and that was under Delphine Publications with Tamika Newhouse. And the name of that story was called Imagine. So that was my first experience with publishing, and it was a lot of fun, and jumped on the bandwagon with DV Hint and wonderful Melody, who I love. Is that good enough?
Yes.
They just crapping on me.
You're
like, oh yeah, I know DV, but I love Melody.
You know what?
Just push me out the way to get to her.
No, baby, I didn't push you out the way. I love you. It's funny because I was talking to another person that I work with, I'll put it that way, and she said, okay, so you write. Who are your idols? And I said, DV Hint. And she said, who's DV Hint? I said, you don't know Valentine? So we have these, we can't go on Facebook at work, so I took her to Amazon there. And she said, I've heard about this book. I said, really? She said, I heard about this book because someone that I know had the book, borrowed it from somebody, and it took them like 2 or 3 months to return it. I said, yeah. Did she enjoy the book? And she said, yeah, she really did. And I'd been saying I needed to buy it. So can I borrow your copy? No. You can go
right
on Amazon.com and buy your own, and I will
tell
you.
I'm sorry, my sister, you was get your own.
I said, if you bring it back after you read it, I'll go get an autograph for you.
Oh,
you would do that for me? Yes, I would. So then she said, she asked me, she said, so you really idolize this man? I said, he is the master of the master of erotica.
Aw, you do care.
And she said, okay, and who else do you idolize? I said, Zane. I said, but I love Zane to death. I said, but DV, I could pick up a phone and call him. He'll answer. I have to go to a Facebook page for Zane.
Oh, so I'm just easy access for you.
You always easy access.
You
always
keep it coming. At first you got me on a mountainside, and you're like, yeah, I'm going to kick him in a ditch.
You always up. I love that about you. You always up. And
you're always up, DV. How about that?
That's what my profile say. I'm always up.
Always up. Always up and always on time.
Y'all crazy. Oh, my
they
goodness.
They are.
It's got to
be the
time.
That's
time. Right. I always come right on time.
Well, is there anybody, I don't know how much time, I would love to hear from anybody who called in that is not writing and has questions for any of us authors or writer people.
All of the lines are muted. I think we have our... I think we have all the authors, but anyone who's on the phone, your phone line is unmuted so that you can speak. So if you're not an author and you have a question or you want to say something, you can. All the phone lines are unmuted, so you are free to talk. But I am thinking that we may have all authors on the line.
Okay.
Nobody has anything to say.
I think they all
like
maybe waited for us to hang up so they can go and deal with all of this.
Well, wait a minute. Answer all their questions.
The people on the phone and the people in cyberland. This is Julia Preston, and my author of the Strawberry Mansion trilogy, Strawberry Mansion, is now on sale for 99 cents on the Kindle and the Nook, and is available by Amazon. Amazon, so it's Begonia Brown, so it's Violet, and I'm kind of biased, but they are really, really good books. I read them after I wrote them, and I was like, damn, this is good. And my next series, Fornication, will be coming out October 11, and Crooked by Sean, my new author, will be coming out October 11. Shameful promotion. But everybody go out and buy my book. Yes, thank you. Okay.
I think that Valentine went down to $1. You just reminded me, Julia, that we probably should make an official announcement. We went down for sale for the summer for Valentine on Kindle. And if you don't tell, are both like $1.99, I think, and $2.99 consecutively. So, you know, once again, Hotness is accessible.
Yeah.
If you're mobile e-readers, you can pick up any of that. And if anybody, you know, I'll probably put an ad together of everybody's works that's on sale for y'all to share off. And we'll just put it. I'll put it all on one ad. And so that people can link to it and see it. You know, Julia, just send me what you have, what you just said, and I'll put our books and anybody else who has a book that's on sale on Kindle or wherever else, and I'll just put it up, and then we can keep everybody's names in everybody else's mouths until the book drops.
You too.
You've got some sales. Whatever you have.
Julia, what you said the name of your book was?
Who? Ooh. What?
The one that just said their Kindle book was on sale.
Julia?
Yes.
Yeah, what was the name of it?
Strawberry Mansion, A Philadelphia Story. It's on sale for 99 cents.
Cool. Okay, and then Keith, like you have, I know you've got e-books out.
Yeah, Water Flows Under Doors is my first book, and the second, Open Spaces. Both of them are on Kindle for $2.99.
Cool. So just inbox me that stuff.
Okay.
And I will put out an ad for, you know, and tag you guys so you can let your peeps know just a little, you know, something. Kind of like do a Beyonce style, drop little tidbits until so the real day comes. Little mini things here and there, song here and there. Until, you know, her humongous grand entrance happens. So,
So whatever you have, you guys have, just send it to me.
Okay.
Cool. Cool, 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 cool. We've got about 10 minutes left. Babe, anything that you would like to say in our last few minutes?
No, I pretty much am enjoying this. I enjoy the show. I enjoy dealing with, I mean, listen, any show that's connected to DV, I'm in for. Melody is a sweetheart. I love her to death. So, you know, I'm always here. See, this is supposed to be my day where, you know, I just chilled. I just got back into the state yesterday. But I had to be on today, you know, had to you know, support, because I really think it's important that we support one another. And this is supposed to be a really big show. So, you know, anytime I can get in cahoots with Naughty Ink Press, I'm good. I'm good.
Yay!
Me too.
They're doing their thing, so you know I'm gonna support that at every end. At every end, whatever y'all do, you got my support.
Thank you. That really does mean a lot. Because we are on the grand hustle, seriously. We don't have a big staff. We don't have little gnomes that we have working.
No,
right?
How about you? We're working on it. The gnomes are coming back.
I know, right? The underwear gnomes.
coming back.
So we got to do it ourselves. Coach Treasures post in the chat room that if you have a book out or coming out, to friend her if you're not already her friend on Facebook, and she will allow you to post your links on her page.
And she sent out some requests for friendships as well, so make sure you have a lookout for them. Answer.
Okay. What's
this? She's a very gifted woman.
Yes, Shalonda Williams.
It's Shalonda. Yep, Shalonda Williams. And that woman is like a sister to us, and she, you know, she's got nothing but love for everybody. So definitely hit her up. She's worth being a friend to. She's worth supporting as well. She's doing her thing. She's a motivator, and she's doing her thing. And you know, it'd be good to just support her, because the woman is on point.
Definitely. Love the collab.
Love
networking.
Shalonda Williams.
Yep.
Shalonda Williams. Oh, definitely. Definitely love. Go ahead, DB.
I hate competing with you guys, so, you know, I have a show on Blog Talk Radio as well with Red Snapper, and I specifically asked, just so, you know, you wouldn't conflict with y'all, that we do it later, because, you know, I live. So, you know, it's about, this comes on 9 p.m. Eastern. It's called, what's the name of that show? It is
Word
called
Sexy
Word
Radio.
Sexy Radio.
Word Sexy,
woo-hoo!
Yes. I was like, I know it's Word something. What day is yours on?
It's on Monday night.
Oh, cool. See, that's right. Because I'd be forgetting. We got to remember now. Monday night, 9 p.m., DV show.
Yeah, we definitely got to be listening to that. 9
p.m.
Definitely got to be listening to that.
Yeah, there really are. Shalonda has a show as well. We got to get back into listening to her.
Shalonda, yeah, seriously.
I think we got Terry Woods coming on, I think, this upcoming Monday. So,
awesome.
Yeah. So, you know, we get crazy. We get nasty. And no, Red gets nasty. I just get crazy. So.
Red is very nasty. Ooh wee! I think I listened to you guys a couple of times. Just a couple of times.
You,
yeah, no,
your
right?
Ears are start bleeding. You know, your brain ain't catch on fire.
Well, you know, you guys are not as bad as some. Like, y'all not cussing up a storm, and every other word isn't, you know, mother and all of that. So it's good. I can handle the sex talk. It's all that other, you know, hood, grimy. I can't deal with that. I'm like, dag, did I just walk? Where did I just turn on? Yeah. I can't deal with all of that. But, you know, But we love you guys. We thank you guys all for tuning in and supporting Naughty Ink. Make sure you guys keep a lookout for this upcoming anthology. It is going to be hot. As you heard, it is a collection of some very, very, very different stories, you know, all different types of, like, you know, Melody said, more than just erotic first. Just, I can't wait to read it.
Yeah, I just, I'm telling you guys, my mind is always working, thinking about something, and, you know, I'm an out-of-the-box kind of chick, seriously, and I love not being the norm, you know, and so it's just wonderful that even having authors who want to take a chance on me and themselves to do it the first time and then not be tainted by the stigma that comes with erotica, so they just was like no holds barred, you know, and just really talented. I really love it. It's a build up. If you're looking for wham bam, thank you ma'am, you're just not even gonna get it because it's just worth more than that, you know. So tell your peeps that this is not microwavable. This is not a microwavable book. It is not gonna come at you, you know, with no foreplay, no nothing. It's gonna be most definitely worth it. Most definitely. So.
Definitely.
It's got all our names in it, so I have to kill somebody. Sucks. You out. I throw your ass out. No, but no, for real, I'm just joking. I'm just being silly.
That's cool. I'm so excited, and all of you need to be so excited and continue to work together. I know it's something that Melody pushes for, something that we push for. Got some awesome talent in the room and on the phone and in this book. And, you know, it's definitely something that we need to do more of is work together and network together and support each other and uplift each other and build each other's businesses up. I got a comment today from someone who read my book, and I don't know if she's on in the room or anything, but she had read, I sent her the PDF to review my book, and she went to the end, and, you know, some of you know that I did the ads, you know, anyone who had a book out or a business or whatever, they could post their ad in the back of my book, and she was like, I've never seen anybody do that for a book or, you know, something that's not theirs. I was like, why not?
Yeah.
You know, like, totally, why not? Why would I only want to put out, you know, support only books that, you know, we promoted or, I don't know. But, yeah, we totally need to keep supporting one another and upbuilding one another and doing that. Anything else? Go ahead, Ben.
None. I was just going to say it's been a really good show. Want to thank everybody who did call in. Want to thank everybody who basically was in the chat room because we had a chat room loaded. We thank y'all for your support. We really do. We thanked you in the beginning of the show, but it got bigger as it went. So I'm never disappointed. Like I said, when you deal with Naughty Inc., never disappointed. Never, never disappointed. People come out with support. So we thank Naughty Inc. for coming out and sharing with us and being a part of our show as well. We really do appreciate you, Melanie, for what you do and what you put together. We really appreciate that, and we do wish
you
much success. DV, man, I'm waiting for the next book, bro. I'm waiting for the next book. I'm gonna get on your page every other day, and I'm gonna write one word in capital. It's gonna say wait. Waiting. 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 With a question mark behind it. Every other day. Waiting. I'm not even going to put the smiley face. I can't do it. I'm waiting for another book.
All right, then just put the frowny face, and then I get it.
Yeah. Right. See, the frowny face may make me look a little wimpish. So I don't want to go there either. I'm actually looking for this next book, DV.
The
so,
fact that
you
said
you know,
waiting with a question mark, all right, people going to be like, this dude harassing you, man. Is he your special buddy? I'm like, yeah, he's my special buddy. But, you know, hey, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
But, I mean, the fact that you're waiting, you know, really says a lot. I really appreciate it.
Stevie, you are the man, though. Your writing is phenomenal, bro. So, I mean, I'm a big fan. You know, I'm a big fan of anybody who can write, you know, put words down like you do. So, that's why I'm saying I'm waiting for the next book, bro. I'm waiting for the next book. I'm in anticipation.
Man, I really appreciate hearing that.
Stevie, you are awesome, and we so, so, so do believe that you are the master.
Yeah, but I've read some of y'all stories, and, you know, like, it always makes me look good when y'all look good, you know, and vice versa. When y'all looking good, you make me look good. So, I mean, like, I've read, you know, part of Key's story. I've read part of Carla's story. So, I mean, you guys are really, really great writers, and, you know, I'm actually, I don't get excited about a lot, but I'm actually excited that Melody had a chance to knock heads with you guys, and, you know, you guys submitted stories, and not just those two, but I'm talking about everybody, from the people that didn't show up, like Rocky and LM, you know what I'm saying? I'm really proud of you guys, you know what I'm saying? Because y'all really took y'all game up to a level that even, you know, I'm dumbfounded. So I really appreciate that, y'all.
Well, we want to thank everybody. We have like 60 seconds left, so we want to thank everybody who showed, everybody who couldn't. We ask that God bless them as well. We just want to thank Naughty Inc., and we thank everyone who participated today. Join us again on Monday. We'll have another banging show. It's what we do.
Not as good as this one.
On Monday, we're going to tell you how to keep your relationship lasting. Now we know how to make it sexually, you know, gratifying. Now we're gonna learn about the other stuff on Monday.
Well, we thank you all for coming out, and we love you all. So we say, God bless.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Peace, people.
Night.
Good night.